Hello, and hey, it's another episode of Point to Point. It is the sometimes daily commute show where I go from one point to another point and also try to get to the point. It's that good wordplay. Today's point, I saw an article in the not quite defunct but possibly defunct soon Polygon.com, and it was picking up a radio interview that I'm trying to remember the guy's name. Chance something or other. Oh, this is the problem of not having notes for this show. One of the founders of Infinity Ward spent a lot of time working on Call of Duty. I think his last one was Call of Duty Ghosts. And in this, it was like a local pickup for a Oklahoma news station or something. And he was talking about how, has Call of Duty run out of steam? Like, have they run out of the good ideas? And it just kind of got me thinking as the person whose last Call of Duty, like full sit down, play the campaign Call of Duty experience was Black Ops 1. And if you haven't been paying attention to the space, they just last year, last October or November, put out Black Ops 6. There's been remasters and like kind of like reimaginations of the Modern Warfare games, and then there's a third Modern Warfare, I think, that came out 2 years ago. I like popped in and played the multiplayer, and it's been fine. But I think the thing that the interview kind of got to was this idea that, the franchise kind of peaked, or it's, he kind of like tiptoes around it. Basically, the franchise like gameplay innovation style kind of peaked at Modern Warfare 2. And it's kind of vague, but possibly Modern Warfare 2, the original from 2015, maybe 16. And I kind like as a person who spent probably too much time playing the Modern Warfare 3 multiplayer experience, like I kind of get it. I mean those Call of Duty, like besides the constant refrain of sweaty COD players talking about dolphin dives and slides and I don't know, even back in 2000 whenever when Black Ops 1 came out, there was the classic gamer refrain of, oh dang, this isn't Treyarch, or look at Infinity Ward doing their thing. And like it was one of the weird times where I feel like most players knew who a developer was, which is weird. But I think that what they're getting at with this interview about like Call of Duty kind of running out of steam on the gameplay front and, seeming like they've run out of ideas by rehashing a lot of the same stuff and kind of getting stuck in the just kind of getting stuck in the Black Ops Modern Warfare situation. Like, six Black Ops. That's wild. They made two Modern Warfare 2s. And we've kind of seen this drop off from where they were before. And like, it kind of makes sense, right? Like, you look at stuff like, you look at Infinite Warfare, which was space. You look at Advanced Warfare, which was exosuits. You look at Ghosts, which I think was a post-climate apocalypse Navy SEALs adventure, which, by the way, Ghosts is on the list of Call of Duty games that I never played, but still really, really want to. It sounds absurd. But I think a lot of the chatter about this, it starts to make sense when you look at where Call of Duty was before. Like, it used to be this kind of like really extra gun porn kind of shoot 'em up game, and now you kind of look at where it's gone since Warzone, and I mean even since Fortnite, right? Like, they just put Seth Rogen in like Seth Rogen, the actor, person, human being in Warzone. Like you can just get a skin that is Seth Rogen. And I mean, they've been doing like weird bad versions of Fortnite crossovers with, people like that. And the weed energy off of Call of Duty has always been very funny and weird to me. But you see them kind of being unsure of which way to go, right? Like you have this modern warfare kind of rehashing kind of old stories of not stories, like old current events, right? Like there's the Devil's Highway stuff that came out a couple years ago where it just basically fully took an American war crime and turned it into actually maybe this was a good thing and the Russians did it. So there's a lot of like, I think there's a lot of weird patriotism rolled into Call of Duty. And I think this is the one of the points that I'm trying to get at is that I think part of the reason that Call of Duty feels like it's losing its steam and kind of not having a ton of innovation in there, and like especially on the story side, is that it's really hard to tell a like tier one, rah, 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 cool guy, military man fiction these days. Like, patriotism sure has a way different vibe to it in the mainstream than it did. I mean, even like post 9/11, we've really changed what that looks like, and like the general feeling of when you see a person walking around, just walking around in the street, or you see a bumper sticker that is a backwards American flag, like you feel a thing about that, I think we maybe felt a little bit differently about 20 years ago. And I think that means that, we're still stuck in this storytelling space where we're trying to tell those stories with the same kind of gravitas. And I just don't think they can do it anymore. Like I don't think this whole modern warfare thing is working out, especially when you look at the state of the world now. And I don't know, like who knows if the, I mean, Black Ops 6 has been one of the best launches, if not the best launch of a Call of Duty game. So obviously this does not bear out fully in the economics of it, but it sure does not feel like a good time for me to hop into Black Ops 6 or the latest Modern Warfare game and just see what I can see on the television. And I think that that's definitely pulling these games back. But and maybe there's something to that, right? Like, and they know it because either they're sick of paying the licensing fees, which I'm sure is part of the reason behind it, but at least the last couple Call of Duty games, they do not have branded guns. Like they are like somewhere differentiating themselves. Like I mean, listen, they look the same. If you've played a Call of Duty game in the past 10 years, you know what those guns are called. If you've played PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds or, any of the other big shooty games out there, like you know what those guns are called. They're not changing them that much. But they pulled the names from them, which to me kind of signals this like very tepid acknowledgement that, distancing from the real world is maybe a good call. And maybe that's part of doubling down on Black Ops as well. The numbers, Mason, like there is like a meta story going on in the Black Ops games, but by embedding it in real world historical events, it just kind of still gets weird. But hey, you got to do something, I guess. And part of the thing that I've been thinking about around like Call of Duty is the marathon beta or multiplayer test or whatever they're calling it these days, and how even Bungie, who has been like an incredible place for storytelling, and like their gunplay and how you play those games, like navigating the world, the movement, all of that stuff is top tier. Like, I don't think that there are, honestly, I don't think there is a better feeling first person shooter than a Bungie one. But even you look at Marathon, and I think that there was this hope, at least for me, that they would figure it out, that there'd be some sort of like Bungie shine on an otherwise like somewhat understood extraction shooter model. And I guess for people who aren't quite sure what an extraction shooter is, the idea is that it is a player versus enemy game where you load into a map and you have your gear, you run around, loot some stuff, maybe complete some objectives, and then the goal is get out, like find the way to leave the map and be done with this level. And whatever you have on your person when you leave is what you carry. Like, you take it back to your vault, and then you can kind of kit yourself out as you go forward. So you can bring that like orange legendary gun into your next run. But the kind of the gambling aspect of it is that it's like a battle royale with other players and other enemies. So if you get downed in that game, that's it. Like, whatever you had on your person, it's gone, and you have to start all over from the beginning. So it's this like micro progression from match to match instead of something like a Fortnite or a PUBG where, you land, you jump off an airplane, you land, you loot around, and then when you win that match or you die out, like, that's it. And I think that there is something there, and you see something like Ark Raiders, which is a third person extraction shooter that plays that same game, like the same style as like Tarkov or like Call of Duty's DMZ. And a kind of the big innovation there is that, and I don't think it's necessarily an innovation. I think Tarkov has some of this stuff, but there are persistent upgrades that you can do. Like, you can bring some stuff back. Like, you have a safe pocket that you can bring back no matter what, or you can do upgrades or do crafting stuff. But Marathon doesn't have any of that. Like, Marathon is just the pure extraction shooter. It's like a season-based thing it seems like it's taking more from Apex than it is from Tarkov in some ways, which is fine, but I think it's the part where they're not doing, like, besides the visual style, it doesn't seem like there is any Bungie magic in Marathon, just as there isn't any sort of like Call of Duty magic in the last couple Call of Duties. Like, the guns are the same, the maps, I mean, how many Call of Duty games has Nuketown been in these days? And it starts to feel like, okay, well, yeah, we are kind of like bottoming out on what we can really do here. There's not a ton of innovation happening in this space right now. But then you look at something like, I'm trying to remember. I think it's Splitgate is the. I'm gonna get these all mixed up because I'm not in the scene. But you look at Splitgate, which I think is the portal first person shooter, where you can throw down a portal and you can use that in a first person shooter map. And that's great. And you look at some of these, the other ones, like there's like a time based one, I think, which is great. And then you look at kind of the, I don't know, like this is on the top of mind because we're working on it for the main 70% complete show, but we recently watched Time Cop, and there's going to be a lot to say about Time Cop, but I think the Time Cop of it all is very much, they don't make movies like that anymore. And is it a good movie? We'll talk about it. But they don't make these weird, like mid-90s Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jean-Claude Van Damme movies anymore. It's all very like sanitized and kind of rote. And I think that is one of the actual big problems going on with Call of Duty, where like they're just doing the same thing, like back when Ghosts was coming out, or Infinite Warfare or Advanced Warfare, like These are all very different takes on Call of Duty, and there are I think Advanced Warfare was the one with exosuits that let you do wall running, like in Titanfall. And that's innovation. Like that is like adding verticality to these, like changing how you move about the space, like the type of like weapons that you can use, like being imaginative about the space that you're playing in is something that I think will end up creating more innovation. And like right now, it seems like the innovation that has been in Call of Duty games is just, hey, you have a parachute now. But that's been in the last couple. And even when they rolled in the DMZ mode that had extraction shooter kind of feeling to it, like even that was like, that's not innovation. Like it was a beta the entire time. And I kind of wish that they would have went with it because it was fun. Like it was a cool thing, but it just really wasn't it. And I think like to wrap this whole thought up, to bring us to the point as I arrive at my point, I think that it's true that Call of Duty has like somehow lost its like big innovation streak, like gameplay wise. And I think that Call of Duty has like it has had cool stuff in the past. Now, I don't think that it's a dead game. Like I think that it's doing quite well and people like it. But if you're gonna pull someone like me back in, like someone who enjoyed these older things, I think we're getting to the point in media now where you can't just keep hitting me with nostalgia. Like you can't keep like I know that there are a lot of people saying, hey, bring back bring back the old Infinity Ward. But like that's not, I don't know, that's not gonna do it. Like I need to see something new. I need to see something exciting. And kind of Call of Duty has the beautiful part of this where they can do something like Splitgate, or they can, do some time mechanic, they can do wall running, they can make the Titanfall 3 that everyone has been asking for over a decade now. And they have the scale where they can keep doing it. Like, and I think that's the problem with a lot of these places, that they just don't have the scale. Like, they just don't have the ability to have a huge amount of people come in, give it a shot, and see what happens. And I think that that's where Call of Duty is. Like, I think that they need to try something and kind of get out there and be a bit more experimental, because right now, it just feels same old, and the innovation is coming from, battle pass skins or like raids that aren't super supported or really all that fun. Like there's a balancing thing there that I think they need to get to that will, like either it feels silly, but it feels like what you need to do is take Call of Duty and then just do Call of Duty, but and like, hey, what's Call of Duty but funny? Like, make Bad Company 3. Like, what's Call of Duty but in the past? Like, can you do Call of Duty 1776? Like, is that fun? Battlefield did Battlefield 1. Like, I think there are ways that they can take the model that they have and tweak it to be something fun and make it be something unique and fresh and different, because as we saw with Battlefield 2042 or whatever, Battlefield but climate change was like there's something there, but it just wasn't enough. But we're here. I have arrived at the good old train station, so thanks for hanging out, and we will I can probably talk tomorrow. Thanks for being here for Point to Point. And if you like what you're hearing, or you want to hear about that Time Cop episode that's coming up, give us a follow, the 70% Complete Podcast, or just hit the website, 70%complete.com. Thanks. See ya.